For tens of thousands of years, the valleys, now flooded by the waters of Lake Eildon, were the ancestral homes of the Dungurung people. The Dungurung people are one of five adjoining tribes which make up the Kulin Nation, their territory spanning large tracts of central and eastern Victoria. The five tribes of the Kulin Nation are the Wurundjeri people, the Bunurong people, the Wathaurong people, Tungurung people, and the Jarjarwurrung people. All five of the tribes of the Kulin Nation spoke a very similar language, and this necessitated good relations and trade between them. The Hauka River Valley proved extremely important in this trade, as it was the site of a greenstone mine, greenstone being an extremely hard type of stone which made excellent tools and was integral to Aboriginal life. The Tungurung people's westernmost border stretched to the banks of the Campaspe River, and north to Ngambi and Yeroa. In the south, they ranged as far as Marysville and extended east into the southern Australian Alps. It is to the river valleys of the Delatite, Jameson, Goulburn, Big and Hauka that the Tungurung owed much of their prosperity. With estimates of their population in those regions reaching hundreds, even thousands, evidence of their occupation of the area is apparent in the numerous scar trees which were uncovered by falling Lake Eildon water levels during the drought of the mid-2000s. Similarly, there is an anecdotal evidence to suggest a sophisticated and large system of fish traps and weirs existed along many of the waterways flowing through the Goulburn River Valley. The Dungurung people were broken into nine clans which occupied different areas of the overall lands they inhabited. The Waringbalak, or river-dwelling people, were primary custodians of what we would now describe as the Yay or Alexandra area. This area encompassed the upper Goulburn River Valley and its associated tributaries and their watersheds. Traditionally, the nine clans migrated throughout this massive territory. However, each was responsible for their own area and derived the majority of their living from it. Of the nine clans, only five are recognised as surviving today, those being the Waring Ilam Baluk, the river-dwelling people from Yaya Alexandra, the Nira Ilam Baluk, the creek-dwelling people from Kilmore and Broadford, the Yawang Ilam Baluk, stone-dwelling people from the Mansfield area, the Yiram Ilam Baluk, who lived along the Broken Creek around Benalla, the Luk Wilam, who lived along the Campaspe River. The Tungurung post-European settlement. The fate of the Dungurung after European settlement began in April 1838, where an incident occurred on the Broken Creek, the site of modern-day Benalla. Seven members of an expedition run by the Faithful Brothers, an overland droving company, were massacred at the crossing of the Broken Creek, an area known as Winding Swamp. It is generally accepted that members of the Yiran Ilam Baluk clan were responsible for the killings. However, no information as to how the event transpired remains. Captain William Lonsdale, a colonist responsible for the settlement of Port Phillip Bay and eventually the creation of Melbourne, dispatched a party of soldiers to investigate the incident and serve any punishment. What resulted was, by all accounts, a shocking retaliatory massacre and sparked the beginning of a long decline for the Tungurung people. A quote taken from the Mansfield Courier describes the severity of the European actions. The severity of the punishment inflicted on the offending natives may be best judged by the hideous trophy of a string of dried ears exhibited by the party on their return. How many actually fell, I do not suppose any record will show, but the number must have been considerable. This, however, is a page in our history best turned over quickly. The surviving members of the Yiram Ilam Baluk were scattered amongst the other clans of the Dungurung, with many retreating to the relative sanctuary of Wapun Station, owned by John Bon, a European settler who was sympathetic to Aboriginal people. Over the course of the next 20 years, systematic dispersion of Aboriginal people across settled Australia became the norm. In the case of the Dungurung people, shooting, poisoning and depletion of natural resources by settlers and the government led to more than a halving in their population. Disease also began to have a marked effect, with the Dungurung population dropping further still and a widespread exodus across the Dividing Range and into the south with the neighbouring Wurundjeri people. Finally, the remnants of the Dungurung were settled at Corindirk Station at Badgerys Creek, the site of present-day Healesville. Today, members of the Dungurung clan still reside in Healesville. With increased awareness of native title and land, and management of that land, the five remaining clans have largely moved back into their respective country, and in the Lake Yeildon area now are rediscovering artifacts and significant sites. An annual fish trap building program runs, teaching younger members of the traditions and ways of the Dungurung.